Barracuda.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program from El Paso, Texas, and the studios of KTSM, where there are interesting things, not only this program and the other regular programs that they have Monday through Friday, but as is the case with really creative radio stations, some of the better program directors have found folks, if they have a steady diet, as is the case with many of the radio stations now, they carry a program like mine in the morning, and then they have other programs that are either referred to as network programs or syndicated shows, whatever. But on the weekend, there are people who have been very creative locally, and they get a show box or a...
2 hours.
Perhaps. Well, that's a showcase, or you get on to your box. I'm often on my soapbox. You get on a soapbox, and that works as well. So we have a couple of those folks who are locally very creative and have exposure, if you will. I probably shouldn't use it that way. But
it's radio. Go for it.
We have the bodies and faces for radio.
Yes, that's true.
Good morning.
Jackson Polk is here and Melissa Sargent, both involved very integrally in the history of El Paso and the program or programs that they do, both here on the radio station and out in the real world, focus on El Paso history. As far as Melissa's concerned, you've been a radio brat or you have been a public speaker or voiceover person
for most
of your career.
Well, right? No, not really. It's something I'm doing in my baby boomer years. I just started off. Prior to that, I've been we still own our companies, Border Group and Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. And we work with Maquilas in Mexico, the manufacturers across the border, as well as the other one. It's a newer business we're starting here. But I'm also getting into the voiceovers, and I do the El Paso History Moments, which I take years of history and cram it into 15 seconds and get it on the radio.
That's perfect radio.
Yeah.
Let me digress with you for a second. You do business with people on the other side of the border.
Yes.
How difficult is it for you to manage your business, and what do we need to know as people who only hear the stories about the corruption, the gangsters, the whatevers that are in Juarez.
Juarez and such,
And that whole province.
Well, thankfully, for electronics with internet, telephone, fax, we've been able to manage to keep working with our business because we sell LEDs, capacitors, resistors to the manufacturers like First Alert smoke detectors, Philips.
Are made over there.
No, they're not made. We sell them here to the manufacturers because your televisions are made in Juarez. You have smoke detectors, CO detectors are made over there.
So they need components that are made in America to make their products in Mexico. Is that how it works?
I do rep some companies that are American, but my primary line is out of China, which I heard you talking about earlier.
So we can still be friends.
Yes, I know. Well, that's unfortunately the life that it is. But it's been interesting. We've been watching these changes in 3 years, and it's been very frustrating because we don't go to Juarez on a regular basis. We go to go see our customers, but we don't go to have any fun anymore or visit with our customers at night. We get into Juarez, we take care of our business, we come back across the border.
All right, so Jackson, in going over the history of this area, El Paso, Texas town, probably a couple hundred years old. When was El Paso first founded?
The name was created by a fellow who came through in 1598. 1598. That predates your guys over there with Plymouth Rock.
It does, as a matter of fact.
In fact, I got news for you.
About 30 years, in fact.
We had the first Thanksgiving in North America right here.
So how come that's not in the history books?
Because they didn't win the war. English ended up winning everything, so they wrote the history books. Yeah. But no, the Spanish conquest...
We don't even like books written in Spanish today, never mind back
then.
Well,
books in English are becoming more difficult to deal with. No, the Spanish came through here in 1598 and colonized central New Mexico, upper part, and this was how they got
there. But it was a Mexican... This is a Mexican territory until the United States got it in... Whatever. Well,
but before that, it was Spanish.
Yeah,
see, that's the big deal.
Well, Spain, the Spanish influence, people think about Mexican as Mexican, Spanish and Spanish. Mexican comes from Spanish.
Correct. And the Indians. Mexicans are a mix of Spaniards and local Indians.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as mestizos. And that's what the local crowd primarily is.
The mestizos, is that what they call
them? That's the name of the mix of people, yeah.
Really? Yeah. So how has that changed over the years in terms of numbers and the reality of that combination, the Mexicans and Native Americans, because there are still plenty of them around?
Well, yeah, but there's there's very few that are either pure Indian or pure Spanish anymore. There's some in Albuquerque you'll find when you get up there. There's a Spanish society.
Yeah.
That's pretty much just old Spaniards, and they marry each other.
Uh-huh.
And then the Indians, there are some up in the mountains in Mexico that are still pure Indians. Everybody else is kind of a mix, and we're the Anglos that showed up later and claimed it all.
Right. And there's a moderate amount of arrogance attached to that.
Apparently. But you go look in the phone book here, and the primary names are Hispanic, about 80%.
Yeah, right. So then how does that, going back historically, and this is an interesting combination, you as a history prof, in a sense, and in Melissa's world...
I'm armchair.
But you have a historical perspective because of what you're doing on the radio, these history moments, but you also have a business connection that gives you light into what's going on now, and you've done it long enough so you remember sort of what was the case. And so what do we need to know, the rest of us around the country, what do we need to know that really helps us to, if there's a way of blending or modifying or somehow or other putting a lid on all of the negative connotations of the connections of Mexicans in general coming into America, the illegal immigrant, the fact that Juarez is the seething port that it seems to be. That seems to be encouraging more people to come over here and acknowledging we know that they're illegal, but yet we're letting them in because there is more of a problem over there, and we're maybe trying to be good guys?
I cannot answer to the illegal side of that. I can answer the fact that we know at least there's been about 30,000 people that have immigrated to El Paso and have homes in El Paso that just left their homes and abandoned them in water because of the violence.
That would be described as illegal.
No. These people are illegal. They have businesses. They've opened businesses up. In fact, we've got the best Mexican food. On top of having the regular best Mexican food, we now have the real Mexican
real
food.
Real Mexican food.
But we have the best overall. But it's been a very sad situation. These people have had to leave their homes in Juarez to move here. Yet it's kind of part of our cross culture being El Paso Juarez. We're twin sisters.
And it really is. It is El Paso Juarez.
It's one valley.
Yeah.
And it's got a river down the middle.
Right.
And a lot of people for years had family on
back
both
and
sides.
Forth.
No big deal. No big deal at all.
Right.
But now there's more of a dividing line, and there's a lot of law enforcement
there are
over
people
here.
Who have been shot from the other side on this side. It's that close. You can throw a rock over from where we are. You go down to the bottom of the hill, and you get to the river, and it really is. Remember the old George Washington... Throws the thing across
the dollar, We throw tacos.
Right, you throw. But it's a smaller river.
Oh, it is. On a given day, it's turned off and on up in New Mexico like a faucet. It's total irrigation controlled. It once was a raging river.
Yeah. And right now, it's not raging at all because it's wintertime and they block it up at the Truth or Consequences where Elephant Butte Lake is and the dam is up there. You'll go by it on your way up to Albuquerque. Going back to the border, though, I'll tell you one thing. A lot of people are taking the idea that El Paso is a violent, nasty place to be. We're rated one of the safest, largest cities in the country.
I've had this conversation when discussing this on the air and encouraging people who live in El Paso to call the program and talk about what goes on here. And basically, they've said what you just said.
Yeah.
Other than the conspiratorial nature of the felons that are on the other side and what they're doing to try to control their drug movement and the law enforcement agencies, et cetera, life pretty much is a continuum here.
I'd rather live here than in South Chicago any day.
Safer?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
My
first sales territory in Los Angeles was Watts, okay?
Wow.
And that was rough.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that I think what's kind of an interesting is Jackson's a native of El Paso, and he left and came back. He went to the big city and came back.
Yeah.
I came from the big city to live here. And I have really grown into Texas.
The same big city, by the way.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, which has its Hispanic
connection. Yeah, it's funny, Doug. When you hear the news about any given city having acts of violence, like when Washington, D.C. was the murder capital of the world or the country, well, what they would never say is that you had to be down in Anacostia to have any of that happen to you. The rest of the three quarters of Washington, D.C. was fine, and I'm sure it's probably the same in El Paso. You know where to go and where not to go and where the violence is and where it's not, and it's probably in a very small area.
But in El Paso, where not to go is Juarez.
Right.
Yeah. That's about it.
Plain and simple.
But you know what? the news media once again has taken the story and twisted it, turned it, reshaped it, and manufactured what they want people to believe for whatever their reasons and versus the real story.
Anderson Cooper came down here, interviewed the border fence. Look at this big fence. Yeah, it's a border fence, but so what, you know? Yeah. He didn't get
the real story.
They didn't get the real story. El Paso's a safe place. It's a great place, and we have a great time here. What I was going to tell you about is some of the history we have here. Predates most. I wasn't just kidding about the first Thanksgiving.
I know you weren't. No, I got that.
This stuff predates everything. And we got the oldest archaic
village.
Why are
you pointing at Melissa? When
it's over here. I'm pointing. I'm pointing toward the Keystone.
I see. Okay.
Keystone Heritage Park.
And there's a park here that's 5,000 years old and predates most anything in America.
Are there any dinosaurs still there?
There are dinosaur tracks where you're sitting right now.
Really?
Oh yeah, but you have to dig down a little bit.
You have to go outside the studio.
Have to move, Richie. We'll pause for a moment. Having a conversation with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk, two folks who really know El Paso. And the stories that are important to hear are and this is the relative truth stuff versus the real truth. And the story which gets repeated over and over again, this is just a great example, yet again, of people not getting the whole story. When you think you know what's going on, you don't really until you touch base with those who are actually here. So we continue our conversation, 18 after the hour, and good day.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Frisky's Wet Cat Food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Frisky's Indoor Selects.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
20 minutes after the hour, Doug Stephens' Good Day program, Wednesday in El Paso. Melissa Sargent, Jackson Polk, we're getting some local flavor. Melissa has started something called Six Guns and Shady Ladies. It's a website which she will explain to us. And she did not bring any. You want to stand up? I don't see any guns.
Oh, no, no, no. But I
that's not where she keeps
boots
them.
On and,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So what was that movie about the women, cowgirl six shooters that was out a few years ago? Is that what it is?
Oh, no, 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 no. We're an Old West history reenactment group.
Cool.
And
right.
It was started with a bunch of people that really.
Stand by.
Hold on.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun-
gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Torino would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell.
Marty Robbins tells the musical story of El Paso. I saw him, the last performance he ever gave, I was in the audience. And this was the last song he ever sang in public performing.
And you were there.
Really?
And I was there.
Fascinating.
And he was so, I mean, this song, there were three or four songs really tied to him. This was one of them. And as you would, as luck would have it, both of you are familiar certainly with this area and the things that he sings about, like Rose's Cantina.
It's for real.
It's the real thing. Melissa Sargent is here in the studio with me at KTSM and Jackson Polk, two local historians, in a manner of speaking, keeper of the unofficial records.
Yes.
Jackson is there. He's taping all of this stuff. Who knows where it's going to end up. Exactly.
Got you on video, dude.
That's it. I'm held to the course. As it were. Now, Melissa, you have a website. Rishi, go to Six Guns and Shady Ladies. Roberta, Jennifer, SixGunsAndShadyLadies.com. You are the Shady Lady?
Yes, I am one of many Shady Ladies. Our group, we have about 35, 40 members, and it's a volunteer group.
Yeah.
And we do Western reenactments, recreations of famous gunfights in El Paso, plus some of the other history that went on here. We have a lot of fun doing this.
So the women were involved in gunfights?
Yeah, some of them were. Alice Abbott was one of our big madams here. There were five big madams, and she was literally a big woman. She was 300 pounds. And she gets shot in an unmentionable place with fighting with another woman over one of the girls because the girls, of course, were merchandise, and they were able to sell her.
Who owned them, yeah, right.
Yeah, and so Etta Clark was a little tiny 6-foot Canadian that had come to El Paso when the boom of the city in 1881, and she ended up shooting Alice in the crotch, and it became...
You reenact that, do you?
Yes, I do. I play Alice most of the time. Yeah.
I shoot video of it.
he's got a video of it on.
Instead of they shoot horses, don't they?
Yeah. But we do a lot of other things. There was El Paso had an incredible gunfighting history. I mean, it makes Tombstone look like a little village, a quiet little village in comparison. It was like 15 years
right.
of continued fighting over the city, you know, with you had a lot of gambling. I mean, this was once considered Little Monte Carlo.
Really?
Yeah, it was right up there at the top of gambling and women and
this totally
touring.
Looks like fun.
But all the bad guys, the Western bad guys, all found their way through here.
Oh, I think everybody, yeah.
At one point in time or another, Billy the Kid hung around here.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I saw something. Phil Richardson, who's the governor of New Mexico, was asked to pardon him, and I think he said he was not going to pardon him.
Didn't pardon him.
He was unpardonable.
Unpardonable.
Yeah.
Right. So that what sort of bad things did he do while he was in El Paso?
Well, he actually broke into a jail. He broke into the San Elizario jail to break out his friend Melquiades Segura, who was another kind of a ne'er-do-well, I guess, gambler, card shark in his own sense. And he'd heard he was in trouble and sent for help, and Billy came down and broke him out of jail.
See, we all think these stories that are memorialized in Westerns, the television shows, and movies and books and that sort of thing, that there is a certain amount of romance to them, and there is, but there's also a certain amount of truth to the stories that have been told.
Yeah.
A lot of reality. You have the biggest gunfighter in the Old West, John Wesley Hardin. He's buried here.
Yeah.
He didn't just come through El Paso. He came here and stopped.
He did. Yeah. Why? What did he find attractive about it? If they all came here, they must have been here for something.
Well, it's on the way to somewhere. The railroads came in, and they allowed them to get around all over the place. But a lot of people like the climate. They like the atmosphere. They like the gambling.
Mm-hmm.
They like the Old West, hey, I can do what I want kind of thing.
Law enforcement turned another cheek.
Yeah, John Wesley Hardin was an attorney. He got out of jail an attorney. He was 17 years in jail and ended up becoming an attorney, which kind of won't go there. But he ended up coming here to help out an in-law that was in trouble with the law here, and he also opened a practice. So he was here about 6 months before he was actually
killed.
John
Wesley Hardin was a lawyer, and he had a practice in El Paso.
Yes, he did.
Correct. And he's also buried here. He's one of the most famous residents of Concordia Cemetery, a very famous cemetery.
Yeah. Who else is in there that we would know?
Oh, John Selman, the man that killed him. The tallest man in the world is buried in Concordia Cemetery.
Was he in El Paso?
Yes.
Yes, he was.
Jake Ehrlich.
How
Jake
tall
Ehrlich.
Was he?
Well, he sat in the back of his Model T to drive. They extended the steering wheel. He did.
He was like
a special car.
It was 7'8" or something, which was tall back at the turn of the century.
He modified his house so he could live. You know, a huge dude.
What great stories. Thank you for coming in here and telling us some of that. Give us a relative, the juxtaposition or the fixture, if we will, in our minds now will not be just of El Paso City across the water from the bad guys in Juarez.
El Paso is where Texas history begins.
Yeah. All right, that's where we have to write that down. 29 after, thank you.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Republicans and Democrats alike are now fighting the erection of a fence along the Mexican border so they can prepare for the North American Union to merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one economic bloc? Just like the European Union, we'll lose our national sovereignty, our Bill of Rights, and Constitution. These ultra-rich men rule the world in secret right now, but will openly rule it very soon. Is this what Americans want? Then we need to repent before our God. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-5800. 516-8736.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Wonders.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Today's 33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, live from El Paso in the studios of 690 KTSM. In a minute, we try to figure out what's going on with Regis. Some of the people who are famous El Pasans, I believe that is the way one refers to the people who are a native from the city of El Paso. Sandra Day O'Connor, who is on the Supreme Court, came from El Paso. Did you know that? Let's see here. Patrick Forrester, who is an astronaut. Danny Olivas, who is an astronaut. Gene Roddenberry. I do remember this from when I was here before.
Wow.
Make a big deal out of Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek. His first job was to write for Have Gun, Will Travel. Did you know that? He was the writer on Have Gun, Will Travel. Let's see here. Debbie Reynolds came from El Paso. Didn't know
That's cool.
Anthony Quinn was a native from El Paso, as is F. Murray Abraham. Gilbert Rowland, the actor, came from El Paso. Vicky Carr, who won a Grammy for It Must Be Him a number of years ago. Sam Donaldson, I did know that also, is a native El Pasan. Let's see here. Who else do we have? Tim Hardaway, do you know him? He's an NBA player, Richie?
Yep, absolutely.
From El Paso originally. Nola Richardson, who's a former NCAA champion, played with Arkansas. Don Maynard, who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Lee Trevino has a street named after him.
Really?
I noticed that coming into town. Yeah, he's from here. Let's see. Who else do we have? It's well, I think it highlights some of the people who come from this.
Hey, speaking of people in El Paso coming somewhere, Clay just got an interesting text. Since you'll be hanging around the station a little bit afterwards and a couple of people want to come down and say hi.
Yeah.
You know, a woman just texted the show and wanted to know if she could bring her dog to meet Charlotte.
It's like a double dog date.
Yeah.
She can try. We make no bones about the fact that Charlotte likes people a lot better than she likes other dogs. But she's not
just
gonna...
said we make no bones.
I did say that, as a matter of fact. Thank you. Let's get to Regis and what this announcement is all about. As many of you know, yesterday, Regis Philbin said that he was going to retire from his morning television program. He said, quote, I've got one of those announcements to make. I don't want to alarm anybody, but I have to tell you this because it's going to happen. This is going to be my last year on this show. He's been there for 28 years. He said it was the biggest thrill of his life to come back to New York. He spent a lot of time in Southern California during his formative years. Here's a guy who has been at this, and I don't mean to make a parallel between him and me because he's done more things in a different way than I have, but I started when I was young, and he started when he was very young, and has been in he's been in the public eye for basically 60 years.
Yeah.
As a guy who's been in the public eye, imagine being successful 60 years.
Started out as the warm-up guy for the Vegas shows for
Right? Yep, that's where he got connections by doing that. He says his last day will either be in the summer or the fall. There's a time when everything has to come to an end for people, especially for certain older people. He is 79.
It's so sad, though. I'm just bummed. I don't know why. I just take it personally.
Well, but you'll see him again. He'll be around.
Yeah,
no,
he didn't say he was retiring.
He's not retiring.
What you don't get. No, he's not, well, but then why doesn't he stay?
He said not retiring, just leaving the show. So maybe it's a grind.
Because the show requires that he be there daily. If he does a game show or something, he can show up three times a year, rattle off a bunch of game shows.
You know what? I don't want to hear anybody tell me about how much of a grind it is to make $18 million a year to show up and yak on television.
But you're not 79. I mean, it's close.
When I'm 79, I'll appreciate getting $19 million a year to show up an hour a day to do a television or a radio program. Thanks very much. To me, it doesn't compute. There's something else going on here.
I'll take over for half that amount. Yeah.
Listen to you.
Now, there's something else going
on. Nobody can just go relax and rest and enjoy the
I think that isn't what he is. That is not what he is about any more than that's what I'm about.
You think
relaxing.
There's a deeper, darker secret like he's got a disease.
No, I don't think he has a disease. I think that there are powers that be that think that his demos are skewing older. And they want to find somebody who's 35
so
or 40.
Who replaces Larice?
No, here's what happens. The show goes away. It fails because without him, there is no show. Kelly may be fine. Kathy may have been fine. This was Regis's show. Without Regis, there is no show. Now, they may want to create something else, and they might have a chance of creating something else. But if they expect to try to keep Kelly there, what would affect me if I were here, her, in that position, is wondering what I'm going to do next, because she doesn't continue in this. This does not happen in a way which you just take one person out and plug another person into
it. They're going to try, and the person that the rumor is, there's early rumors about who it's going to be, and one of them is Christopher Knight.
Who? Christopher Knight.
Brady Bunch, Peter Brady.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't he an old dude, too?
He's about 50-something.
No, he's more
If they were smart, they'd put somebody in like me, who's younger than Regis, but yet not so young that you will send away. I can bridge that gap. All right, anybody
in
favor?
You should try out. We should have a thing. Maybe they'll have a
thing. Wait a minute. You followed it up last time. You were going to make sure that I get onto the list of the 10 people who are going to sub for Regis while he goes on his winter vacation.
And I nominated you. Did you nominate me to take over for Kelly?
Of course I did.
You did not.
Liar.
I actually nominated you, buddy.
You didn't know that I did it because I kept it a secret.
Right, yes.
It was a secret. So what Regis will do is now he has a place in Palm Beach. He'll go down and have dinner at Testa's, which is a great restaurant. Anybody know Testa's down in one of the great places in Palm Beach is a little restaurant called Testa's, which I used to go to all the time when I was down there. A neat little place. He likes that. Other than that, he'll go for the early bird special at the buffet. I guess he probably is capable of that, right?
He'll probably do a show again. He goes around.
All right, so here he is. We have the audio.
This is great.
Here is Regis announcing that he is leaving the program. Here's the audio.
Well, I've got one of those announcements to make today. Yeah, you know, every now and then you have an announcement to make around here. And I don't want to alarm anybody, but I have to tell you this because it's going to happen, and the station needs to know, and Gilman needs to know, and we all need to know. But this will be my last year on this show. No, I know. It's been a long time. It's been 28 years since I've been here, and it was the biggest thrill of my life to come back to New York, where I grew up as a kid watching TV in the early days, and, you know, I never even dreaming that I will one day have whatever the ability or whatever it takes to get in front of a camera and talk to it.
Yeah, and this is his show. Mm. It's gone. Here he is talking about the opportunities that this has given him.
It's been an enormous thrill to come back here to New York and have that New York show for 5 years and then go on to a syndicated situation. And all the fun we've had and all the great co-hosts. And look at this over here every morning. There is a time that, you know, everything must come to an end for certain people on camera, especially certain old people. So anyway, folks, I just want you to know that plenty of room to go. This is going to happen at the end of the summer into the fall, whatever it is. We don't know that yet, but just so that you know.
All right, so here's Kelly reacting to the news.
I think I can only speak for America and all of us here when I say it has been a pleasure and a privilege and a dream come true, and I wish I could do something to make you change your mind.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Now, wait a second. Wait a minute.
We could reach an agreement here.
Right.
Yeah. She is without a job. He's gone. She's gone. Now, interesting how the ladies on The View react. There's an interesting conversation, especially when you listen to Joy Behar reacting to this.
Regis is retiring. Betty White, I was reading, she's cutting back. She's saying she feels. But Hugh Hefner is picking out engagement rings. I mean, what does he say about
And you know what's happened the last couple of days? We have this thing in our country about age and what it means. And you guys tease me every once in a while as I continue to mature. Guess what? You all continue to mature. Everybody is maturing.
Yep.
And one of the things that bothers me, and it bothers me because it happens more to women than it does to men, frankly, how women more easily are scooted out of the way, especially if you're in front of the camera. Not so much if you're doing what I do, because the look, obviously, if you look at some of these women that are on the radio, you know they'd never make it on television. But the essence of what really makes it work for a man versus a woman, I think it's a tribute actually to Joy Behar, who is easily in her late 50s. The fact that she has a new television program, and it actually is doing quite well, is a testament to her and also the people at CNN who were courageous enough for whatever. Isn't that awful to say it like that?
But she doesn't look like she's in her late 50s.
No, she doesn't.
She looks like she's 30.
No, she doesn't look like she's 30. She looks like she may be late 40s, maybe 50. But here we are. Listen to us talking about that.
But if she looked like a lot of women in this country normally look at in their late 50s, she wouldn't have a TV show, Doug.
Yeah. Well, no question about it, Roberta. All right, so here's Kathy Lee Gifford. Richie, go to cut 1916 reacting. And now she was there, she was removed, and she has some thoughts about the retirement. Let's see if she agrees with me.
I didn't know specifically. No. But we try to have dinner every 6 weeks or so. And the last couple of times that we've had dinner, he was talking very openly with me about it. And so I think it's going to be at the end of this contract year, which is around September of 2011. So that's exactly what it turns out to be.
All right, Richie, play the other cut, too.
You get tired of the sameness of something. As we age, you get tired of having to be on somebody else's schedule all the time. And even though he lives across the street from the studio, sometimes I know winters get to him. I think he'd like to rather be in sunny Florida or California. And I've got a feeling he's got some stuff up his sleeve.
Anyway, I think, again... But we all look at these things and we all interpret them as to our own reality. I could no more imagine not doing this program. Now, I do 6 hours a day. At some point in time, do I want to do 4 hours a day? Maybe. At some point in time, do I want to do 3 hours a day? Maybe. But do I want to not do this? I could not imagine myself. Now, I'm a long way from Regis's age.
Right.
But a lot of people, when they get to my age who have done this, they just said, no, I don't want to do this anymore. Larry King was forced out. He didn't want to quit, and he still doesn't want to quit. And he's 10, no, he's, how old is he? He's not 10 years older than Regis, but he's 80, 84. How old is Larry King? Anybody know? I think it's 83, 84.
No, 80-something.
Something in there, yeah. But to Roberta's point,
Can you imagine? Now, Joan Rivers tried to do it and couldn't without fixing her face.
He's 77.
Is that? Larry I thought King. He was older than that. Mm-hmm. All right, so he and Regis are about the same age.
Regis
anyway,
looks better.
Regis does look a lot better than Larry King. But that's because he takes care of himself a lot better. It is the speculation again about what happens and how it comes. Maybe he does want to spend more time in Florida, and that's cool. But, you know, it seems to me that if you want to keep doing something like this, you do it. And maybe maybe somebody said, hey, Reach, come on. You know, you've done this for 28 years. We got to do something else with this time. But as far as I know, the ratings have been pretty
stable. Been good. Yeah. He has been making a few little flubs here and there more than he used to. And
really?
That's what makes me think maybe they're trying to, you know, not what kind of too
flubs
hard to keep him.
What's he
just,
been?
You know, he'll forget things. He'll forget people's names or call them the wrong thing or something. You know, little teeny things that you would just expect that happen naturally.
Yeah. That we do every day.
Right.
He just does it on television.
So Ralph McFadden and let's see, Jessica Horn and Marion. What?
Funny bit of detail. I looked up Larry King on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And they list the spouses.
Yeah.
Freda Miller, 52 to 53. Annette K. Sick, 1961. Aileen Atkins, 61 to 63. Mickey Sutphin, 63 to 67. Aileen Atkins, again, 67 to 72. Sharon Lepore, 76 to 83. June Alexander, 89 to 92. Sean Southwick, 1997 to present.
All right, Dr. Ken helps those of you like Roberta who have hot flashes. Interesting medical news on women and hot flashes coming right up here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've been talking off and on, Ken, how well Jennifer is doing. Richie's on to the MetaFast diet.
Mm-hmm.
I was following a MetaFast truck driving across Texas yesterday. I thought it was interesting. And I started to think about MetaFast and the real meaning of it. And it sort of sunk in when earlier today Jennifer quipped about how fast this is working and wondering whether the MetaFast relative connection to people, they say it's fast, safe, simple, satisfying, and supported well by them. And I guess that does bring one to the conclusion, okay, if you're going to lose weight, might as well do it fast as long as it's safe. And that's, you're one of the doctors who has recommended MetaFast because you look at it, and even though it's fast, it's safe. That's very important to people.
I'm glad to see everybody's discovering what I hear from my patients day in, day out about how this diet does work, works long term. It's fast, it's safe, it's healthy. Brian, who works on our team, we all know him. He's lost 12 pounds in 1 month.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I had forgotten to talk. Brian works on our team in the office in New York. Yeah, he's lost 12 pounds already on this. So here's what Dr. Ken wants you to do. Go online to MediFastKen.com, MediFastKen. .com. Enter Dr. Ken to save $50 on the product as you sign up for the MetaFast diet. Or if you feel it's easier, call the toll-free number 800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken as the code to save that $50. All right, so Ken, what help do you have for Roberta and her hot flashes?
This is real hope because there are so many women suffering silently, some not silently, with a huge problem. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this morning. The antidepressant Lexapro significantly cut the number and severity of hot flashes in healthy menopausal women, offering this new treatment condition without hormones because we know the dangers of hormone replacement therapy.
All right, fruits and vegetables, more, more, more.
Exactly. We may need to eat 8 a day, not 5 a day. It just lowers the risk of heart disease when you get up to 8 servings a day.
Dr. Ken on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Performed by Dolly Parton. My God, Dolly Parton is 65 today.
Oh, she's my favorite. I love
Bunga.
Her.
It's from the film 9 to 5, which starred Dolly and Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Dabney Coleman.
Love Dabney Coleman.
That,
yeah.
That was great in that. Yeah, that was good.
Good stuff.
That's like 25 years ago. Yeah. How old is that movie? Chucker, how far back does 9 to 5 go?
I think it's 1980.
Is it that far back? 30 yeah, you know, years, 31 still, years ago?
It's still a very popular movie in the revival circuit. If you go through New York City, they play it a few times a year at the revival theater.
Oh, it's cool, popular. Cool. Chuck Curry is here with the Movie Moments. He has a great blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. Check that out if you are interested in finding what Chucker thinks. He always has some great opinions based on his own experiences and knowledge when it comes to DVDs and video, that whole world.
Sure enough, 1980.
Richie didn't believe you, Chucker. There he is checking up on you again.
And you know, by the way, does anybody know what Dabney Coleman's doing right now?
He's applying for Regis's job. What is he? He must be about the same age, isn't he?
He's actually on HBO's Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's Chucker, very good.
Too. How many times a day do you watch reruns of that, Chucker? You love that show.
I think it's a really good show.
Yeah. All right, here's a movie that goes back to 1992, topped the box office that week. We have three excerpts from it. You call us at 800-510-8255. If you have the right answer, first person in that hasn't won before Movie Moments and identifies the movie correctly will get the prize. Here's the first clip.
Hi, little baby.
Thank you, Solomon. Remember the rule at the Better Day Society? They said it's best if you didn't handle the baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. I wouldn't want to help.
I know you did. Thanks.
This is an eerie movie.
Hmm.
I will tell you that much. Chucker, did you get it from the first clip?
No, I did not. No.
All right. This one of our most attractive actresses is in this, and well, actually two of our most attractive actresses, if that helps you out a little bit. Next clip.
A few years ago, I was pregnant, and I lost the baby and my husband within days of each other. It was a very difficult time, but then a mutual friend set me up with a family that was looking for a nanny. And it turned out to be a wonderful experience for both of us. I adore children.
At this point, it gets really spooky.
Yeah.
All right. You got it, Jennifer?
I do.
All right. Who's everybody but Roberta probably has it.
Chucky, you got it, right?
I got it, yeah.
Last clip, Richie.
You told me there was only one woman for you.
I meant Claire, my wife.
Okay. I'll just get my baby and we'll be on our way. I meant, I'll just go get my things.
All right. Yeah. Weird. 800.
Good flick, man.
510-8255. You like suspense. You like that movie. In a moment, Chucker gives us some movie news here on Good Day.
No, Chuck can do his thing right now.
Oh, isn't that well? Yeah, wonderful, know. Rich. Thank you. For... All right, Chucker. I stand aside for you.
Very good. Summit Entertainment, Doug, has commissioned a script for a sequel to his hit action comedy, Red, which starred Bruce Willis and John Malkovich. The film did $164 million worldwide box office. I enjoyed it. Not a perfect film, but it was pretty entertaining. Other news, Josh Lucas, the star of Poseidon, also Sweet Home Alabama, will join Leonardo DiCaprio and Clint Eastwood's J. Edgar Hoover biopic. Lucas will be involved in a major subplot in the movie, playing the character of Charles Lindbergh. Lucas is a good actor, but has not become a star yet in the business. Other news, Disney currently prepping a Pirates of the Caribbean 5. The fourth film will be out this summer. And Universal prepping a Fast and the Furious 6 with the fifth installment also coming out this summer. The big difference in that one is that Dwayne The Rock Johnson joins Vin Diesel in the cast. So they're always adding to that franchise. I'm not a big fan, but those movies make a lot of money.
Boy, they sure do. Interesting. You mentioned the other day, and I wanted to follow up on it, that Bruce Willis and Helen Mirren's movie, the film Red, which came out,
yeah.
And it did okay. There's a sequel to that?
Well, they're going ahead with a sequel plans. They've hired two screenwriters to come up with a script. I mean, $164 million, I think the budget was like $80. So, you know, it was mildly profitable with DVD sales, but I think they feel there's a franchise there.
It was a great movie. I really liked it.
Well, I liked it, too. Especially Helen Mirren.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person they can't bring back is Morgan Freeman because he gets shot at the
right.
end of the film. I don't want to spoil it for those of you who didn't see the movie.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Morgan Freeman is out. Goodbye to Morgan Freeman, but the rest of them all survive. And it's almost like a cartoon movie. In
it
a
is.
Sense.
Well, it's based on a graphic novel, a comic.
Yeah.
So it is like a cartoon, yeah.
All right, Rebecca is here in El Paso. Rebecca, what's the name of that movie?
It's The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
It is, in fact. Rebecca De Mornay, Julianne Moore, and Ernie Hudson in that movie. All right, so you got it. You get the prize. Thank you very much, ma'am. 59 after. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day program from El Paso today.